Shows my father. One of the hardest days to figure out what to eat is Erev Pesach. So you can't have matzah, you can't have chametz anymore. Your mother or your wife or your mother-in-law doesn't want you taking the meatballs yet. So what do you have to do? You have to deal with potatoes or fruits or see if you can steal the meatballs. But the question is, can you have kinyos? Are you able to just have peanut butter? Go into the chametz closet or the separate kinyos closet and just have soy. You could have whatever, peanut butter, any corn, any kinyos which is available on Erev Pesach, yes or no. So what is kinyos to begin with? So Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention kinyos at all. If anything, it says it's mutter. It says that you're not going to have matzahs made of kinyos, but ushar mine kinyos, all other types of kinyos, it says, but umutter lasuspem tavshil. This is the meaning of Sfardim. Sfardim have kinyos on Pesach for all their dishes. Shulchan Aruch says, permitted to have kinyos. Says the Rama, v'yesh osrim, some forbid it at all, v'aminag v'ashkenaz l'achmir v'ein l'shanus. Says the Rama explicitly, you're not allowed to change the minag, hence, all Ashkenazim, we don't have kinyos at all. So the question is, well, why are kinyos usher on Pesach? Why? So Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons. Reason number one is shalapa'amim, sometimes, tavua me'urav b'mine kinyos. Sometimes you have wheat, which is mixed with the corn or whatever kinyos. V'evshu levar yofe. You won't be able to tell the difference. V'asili dechimutz, it's going to come to become chametz as well. When you cook your corn, you'll cook the wheat with it. And you're going to eat chametz, chayv, arably on Pesach, possibly for karis. V'od, reason number two, is that what? Kama bam tochnin orei zushay mine kinyos kemach. Sometimes we use kinyos to make flour, i.e. you'll have like some rice flour, and you're going to bake bread with that flour, and people aren't going to know how to... There can be many people who are ignorant. They're going to see you eating rice flour on Pesach, and they're going to say, oh, we could have rice flour, so I might as well have regular flour, which is not... you know, whatever, not which is chametz. I could have chametz products. I could have a chametz bread, just like I have a rice bread. So therefore, they're not going to know the difference, and therefore it is usher to have chametz, kinyos on Pesach. The obvious question is, okay, based on the second reason, that it's going to look like bread, new, so what is, should be usher as well?
Phony breads.
Yeah. Well, for about potato starch. I don't mean to, that's the scariest halach in the entire world. If you can't eat potato starch, especially if you don't eat kabrux, what are you going to eat on Pesach? Not only potato starch, potatoes should be usher. This is a question, if you look at the Dirshu footnotes, it cites the Nishmas Adam. It says Nishmas Adam writes that in Fiorda, I knew I was hoping someone would tell me where Fiorda is, not Florida. Pei, Yud, Vav, Reish, Dalet, Aleph. I tried to Google it, figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. It's obviously Fjord. Maybe that's what it's F-J-O-R-D. Maybe it's referring to that. I don't know. But in Fjorda, he writes, Nishmas Adam, they assered potatoes on Pesach. No potatoes. Says Halicha Shlomo Shlomo Zalman, I don't think so. No one follows this Nishmas Adam, says Halicha Shlomo. And therefore, potatoes, what's the reason? What's the reason? It makes sense. Potatoes are too big to be considered kinyos. You may get... I don't know, rice may get mixed up with grain, but maybe, other types of soy. I'm not sure, but potatoes are bigger, and therefore, they won't get mixed up. Says Halicha Shlomo in a footnote, buried away, that in a shir on Gemara, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, well, really, potato starch should be forbidden. Potatoes, okay, no one's going to distinguish them. No one's going to mix them up with regular wheat. But potato starch, can't tell the difference between potato starch and regular. It tastes the same. Yeah, that's how these fancy chametz program, Pesach programs make it. It's because they make everything out of potato starch. And they say, oh, it's the fancy dip, whole wheat bread, whatever it is. Says of Shlomo Zalman, it should really be usher. And in a footnote of a footnote, in the third level footnote he has, there's a couple of levels in Halicha Shlomo. There's the top, and there's the middle, and the bottom. In the bottom, and says that Rav Shlomo Zalman remarked, he said, I don't get it. Our grandfathers spent so much time trying to figure out ways to be machmir on Pesach, to aser this because it looks like bread. And what do? We come along and we make Pesach dikka whole wheat bread, and we make Pesach dikka cakes. And he says it goes against the entire spirit of Pesach. It's pretty stark, all based off this halacha of kinyos. A little bit neo-chassidus. And Nite Gavriel says that the in the Koznitz
Haggadah. He says, that's not the reason why they asked for kitnios. It's too far-fetched. You know why they asked for kitnios? Because kitnios means kitana, small. And on Pesach, we're melachim. The whole concept of the Seder, we sit like royalty, we put on our best clothes, put out the gold and the silver on the table. So to have kitnios counteracts the whole nature of Pesach. It's a little bit of chassidus. Okay, so Lamaisa, can you have kitnios on Erev Pesach? We just said kitnios are a problem on Pesach, but what about Erev Pesach? Says the Chok Yaakov, he just assumes as a Davar Pashit, even kitnios are usher on Erev Pesach. Comes along the Prima Gadim and says, well, what do you mean? What about Erev Pesach Shchol Yos B'Shabbos? Last year. What are you going to eat for Shabbos? What are you going to eat for your meat, for your Lechemishon? All tumult last year. So why can't you have kitnios dikka bread? Rice bread for your lechem mishnah. This is what he suggests. Says Prima Gadim, you could do that and you should do that, he indicates. So based on that, you see clearly he's got no problem about having kitnios on Erev Pesach. So the Prima Gadim, they say, ah, this is a proof. Prima Gadim holds that you could have kitnios Erev Pesach. Comes along the Avnei Yosh, very fine handler, and he says, Talmud of Rabbi Yashiv, he cites this machlok, he says, no. Prima Gadim was only lenient on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, because you're all messed up anyway. Okay, so we give egg matzah, some people are lenient. We're lenient on so many things, so there we throw out the kitnios setter. But in a regular year, Prima Gadim would never have been lenient. Says the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner says, you're poreg geder. It's pretty strong language. You're breaking the rules if you have kitnios on Erev Pesach. He says, our fathers only ate meat, and they ate fruits on Erev Pesach, and for you to go now with kitnios and your peanut butter, he says, your porridge geder. The Prima Gadim says you can. Prima Gadim only meant if you bake it as matzah, meaning you take rice and make it into rice matzahs or rice bread, and you make sure that it's not that it's within 18 minutes. So in other words, even the what chashash would it be? That maybe there's chametz mixed in with it? No, you're doing it anyway within 18 minutes. So if you take rice and make rice bread within 18 minutes, then you're fine. But any other kitnios, even the Prima Gadim would not allow it all. If you look at the Kovetz Halachas of Shmuel Kamenetsky, he writes, pretty radical, writes, Me'ikar Adin, fundamentally, you're allowed to eat kitnios on Erev Pesach. I was waiting for the but. He doesn't say the but in the text. In his footnote, he brings all the machmirim. But in his text, he seems to say, Me'ikar Adin, you could have kitnios. Rabbi Yashiv is citing Avnei Yoshua as saying, B'shas Hadchak. You could have kitnios. Now, what is shas adchak? If your kid wants peanut butter, is that considered shas adchak? So Avnei Yoshua said, some people want to say that's what Rabbi Yashiv meant. That's not what he meant. He says, absolutely not. You know what Rabbi Yashiv meant? If your mom, if you're in Ukraine and you need something to eat now on Erev Pesach and you have only peanut butter, you could have peanut butter. That's a shas adchak. Not if your kid likes peanut butter and it's Erev Pesach and he wants to have peanut butter, that's not considered a shas adchak. Rav Forsheimer comments on the bottom of the Kovetz Halachas. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was machmer as well, also not to eat kitnios on Erev Pesach. The final thing to end with, a little bit of lumdis, saw this in the pamphlet Awibu de Ochasa. He wanted to say, well, what's it based upon? Can you have kitnios Erev Pesach? Can you not have kitnios Erev Pesach? Well, maybe it's based on what the reason of why kitnios are usher in general. If they're usher because maybe there's chametz mixed in it. Okay, so maybe that's only when chametz is an iser karis. Erev Pesach, chametz is not an iser karis, so you're allowed to have kitnios. What's the worst that could happen? There's a piece of chametz mixed in there? Okay, so no. We're not belittling it, but it's still not karis. But if you say the reason... Okay, batul before yantav, but it's already zman iser already. It's already zman iser. So zman iser, it's not batul. But if you say the reason is that it looks like chametz, if it was bread, so it doesn't make a difference. It's going to look like bread Erev Pesach. It's going to look like bread on Pesach. You sure don't want to be machmer as well. So it says, Awi so maybe it's based on these two reasons. That's the reason. I think the minig is not to have kitnios on Erev Pesach, but there's definitely room to be lenient. If someone has some situation, there's definitely room to the poskim to be lenient in Shas Adchak.